Welcome to Forging a Life podcast with Coach Christine Clark. Forging a Life is a SunGlow Transformation production aired on Transformation Talk Radio and all your favorite podcast platforms. If you own a business, have a side hustle, desire to make the leap into self-employment, or just love human interest stories, Forging a Life podcast is for you. Christine Clark is an internationally certified transformational life coach. She is the coach for your entrepreneurial life, and these are her people. Jump into the fire with those forging success on their own terms with courage, tenacity, and resilience. These are men and women you could easily meet on the street in your own community. Gain wisdom, insight, knowledge, and inspiration each episode as these business owners get transparent with Coach Christine Clark, sharing their passions, challenges, and origin stories. This is Forging a Life.
Welcome to Forging Up Life. I am Coach Christine Clark, and with me today is Jeremy Morrison. Jeremy is the all-around good dude and the owner of Bonfire Marketing and Web Company, which is in Spirit Lake, Iowa, which is in the northwest corner of the state. And Bonfire does all the pillars of marketing, web design, graphic design, and promotional. Glad you're with me today, Jeremy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. This is fun.
So tell me just a little bit about the business. What do you love most? What's going on right now?
You know, so we started our business about 10, 11 years ago. And honestly, we started it out of the passion to want to create our own way and serve and help people and clients. So, you know, things are going great. We're certainly busy and growing and evolving. Adding services, adding employees, adding clients, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Cool. Very cool. We were just talking about how everything got started, and your wife, Kelsey, is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Kelsey was actually the one that started it, and you were the supporting role.
Yeah. So starting it was a little bit of a longer conversation, but it might be important to talk about. We started it in 2010, but to back up a little bit, my wife and I met in college and got married out of college. We moved away from here down to Kansas City and worked some corporate jobs and different jobs like that. Had a desire to move back, we call home, to Iowa and raise our family here. So had the opportunity to move back home for my wife to work for a local company in their marketing department. About a year after that, they ended up consolidating with another company and out of town, moved the marketing jobs there, offered us an opportunity to move with the company and be a part of it. But we really started growing roots here in Spirit Lake and we wanted to stay here. So at that point, she was in the marketing department there. I was working at a logistics company, and she, in her experiences with the marketing, she found out that, about 11 years ago, that all the website stuff was always a part of the marketing conversation, but it was always the IT people that did the websites. At that time, IT was the holder of the websites. Marketing understood the power of the websites, but nobody in marketing really understood websites. So she took that as an opportunity to enroll in a community college here and go back to school and learn how to build websites to add a tool to her belt, for a future marketing job or something like that, just so she'd know. We didn't have kids at the time. We took the class together. We learned together. As soon as some people in the area found out what we were doing, it was certainly, hey, we need help with the website. We don't have a website. I need help over here, and we need some marketing stuff and a website. And so it really just grew out of the need for it after people, knew that we could do it. So then she started the business. She ran it for a whole year and picked up a really big client that was taking up the majority of her time, and that client wanted to have her more So at that point, she was hired on by the client, but we were still both doing Bonfire. You know, she had a full-time job, I had a full-time job, and we were both doing the rest of Bonfire in the nights and weekends. You know, it got to a point that, you know, we kind of had to say, well, one of these has to go away. One of our three full-time jobs between the two of us needs to go away. So I took that as an opportunity to jump on to Bonfire and, you know, and take it from year two on. And little did we know that her job that she had taken was growing, and they acquired a company out on the West Coast and moved her, or offered to move her out there. Again, we said, you know, we're not going. So then at that point, she came back into the business with me, and it was her and me then growing it together. So that's kind of the long story of how we came to where we're at.
But it's a really good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah, because you started because she saw that this was something that got sourced to a different department, make myself more valuable. The fact that you did it together, and then that organic piece of people finding out what you did and go, hey.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Hey, I think we have a business here. Yeah, that's lovely. And,
it kind of grew out of the need to and the want to serve everyone that was asking us for help, as opposed to trying to force it. Did organically grow, and I feel like it still does.
Yeah, you have a lot of very loyal people there that love what you do,
mm-hmm.
and have been with you from the start, I would expect.
Yep. There's certainly, I just talked to our first client ever, actually, you know, which was like 11 years ago before we actually even came a business. I just talked to her the other day, and, you know, and they're doing great and getting ready to retire and all that stuff. But you know, that all the way up to expanding into different areas and serving different clients in different ways.
The area where you're at, Spirit Lake, around like close to Lake Okoboji, there's a lot of tourist trade there. So it's a lot of seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect or change what you do?
Yes and no. I mean, it certainly affects and changes throughout the year. As far as like peaks and valleys, I feel like everyone runs their business their way. And when we work with a client, we really try to get in and serve them from within, and I don't try to put them in our box. I try to make sure that I learn their business well enough to serve as if I'm a part of their business. You know, with the seasonality, there is peaks, but when some people peak, other people valley. We're busy year round. You know, we're doing different things in the summer than we're doing in the winter, but you know, some people take the time to prep in the winter and some people work it on the fly in the summer, and you know, and everything in between. But we also try to manage those conversations so we help our clients be ready for what's next. And you know, we try to help them position themselves for what's coming. That's just kind of the conversations we like to have with them.
Cool. So, you know, servicing in what's happening now and helping them plan or think forward. I know that I'm a planner. I much appreciate knowing what our game is for months from now. And I heard you also have some people that's fly by the seat of their pants, and that can get real exciting when people drop things on you. It's like, okay, we have to manage.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool because we're both from Iowa, central United States, flyover country.
Right.
You're in Northeast, I'm in South Central. And we met in California at La Jolla. And we both attended the Speak and Write that was put on by Lisa Nichols and Motivating the Masses. Mm-hmm. I was working with her at that point, personal development coach. Were you a volunteer or did you go as a participant?
I was a volunteer at that event. Yep. In fact, we were a part of the Global Leadership Program that she did, the GLP. And, you know, Kelsey and I know that self-development is a huge part of business development and relationship development and everything. Like, you know, knowing yourself and working on those things, you know, helps me be a better husband and a person and father and business owner and friend and all that stuff. You know, so we really leaned into the self-development piece with a layer of business training as well. And then, you know, as far as my wife and I go, we also understand that you can't have one growing without the other growing, you know, or you tend to grow apart or experience things differently, you know. So we kind of jump in things together, which just heard from my from our story of how our business started. So we jumped into that together. But yeah, that's where we met, was at that event, and learning how to serve better.
I love that you see that the self-development is essential and needed for business growth. And you're absolutely right with the relationship piece. When you're the owner, when you're the entrepreneur, a lot of the constructs that separate your life into segments evaporate, and it's all runs together. Mm-hmm. And if you're working with your spouse, that adds a different layer of the relationship. You're managing kids, you're managing relationship with them, you're managing spouse relationship, business relationship versus romantic relationship. And yep. You know, that becomes a big deal. And if you can connect, manage, have those conversations, and as you say, grow together, then it's a really strong thing. Any one of those pieces going sideways, they can bring down the business.
Right. Yep. Totally agree.
Yeah. And it was just fun to, I think it was breakfast.
Yeah.
Said, may I join you at the table? And then we started just chatting. It's like, you're from Iowa. You're from
yeah.
Iowa. Yeah.
Certainly did not expect that connection, but very welcomed.
It was fun. So tell me a little bit about the current growth and staffing that you've been going through. You shared a little bit about it with me. I was very intrigued because turnover's a thing that is just, you have to deal with as a small business owner. And it doesn't necessarily mean that something is wrong with the people or that something is wrong with the business. Just life happens. Right. And that's what I hear in your story. And I'd like you to just tell us what's been going on and where you are now.
Yeah, awesome. So back from my story earlier, my wife and I was working the business together and decided to bring some kids into our life. So when we did that, we hired a web designer. So then my wife, you know, had kids. She worked in the business for a little bit after, but then stayed home with them and had the opportunity to stay home with them for a few years. So our web designer came into our business and, you know, was perfect. You know, she was great. She certainly loved everything about our dynamic, you know, knew that we wanted to grow, but stayed comfortable for a little while. She found love and moved away. And then she worked remotely for a little bit and it worked out great. And then at that point we hired a graphic designer who also worked remotely, and we were doing great, loving everybody, loved all the people, but really did want to create a culture. Web designer had the opportunity to take a job within her own community, which was exactly what she desired from day one, wanting to be a part of her new community. And it was fantastic for her and for us, you know, not knowing it at the time, but she was with us for almost 5 years, you know, so there was a few tears shed when she moved on, but it was exactly what everybody needed. It was what God had for us at the time. My wife came back into the business and we were working with the three of us again. And then we really kind of decided, like, where do we want to go? What do we want to do with this? And how do we want it to look? And went along that way for a while, but really started to create that vision of what we wanted to do. So we kind of knew that we had to step back, to step forward a little bit, you know, step back, tear down the foundation and rebuild it, you know, so we can rebuild it greater. We certainly did that. And God's timing and all of this moved everyone along. as a family, we went out to Colorado and Arizona in March, and we were coming back to an empty office that we did just hire a marketing manager that was coming into our business at that time. And it was like March 16th was when she was starting, and, you know, and COVID happened
that day, right.
All that same time, you know, so everybody, you know, nobody really knew what was going to happen, what's happening at the time, and, you know, what everything's going to look like. But we certainly trusted our faith and the direction we wanted to go, you know, had a few more conversations and, you know, and hired three more people after that, that really set us up for success. And I can't stress enough how well everyone gels together. We've got a really great culture that we're really trying to feed in.
Tell me a little bit about your culture. Describe that for me, the culture of Bonfire.
You know, so we kind of come from different backgrounds. I mean, really, my wife and I didn't grow up here. Certainly have lived here a while and love it here. We're Iowans. You know, Amanda, she's born and raised here, but moved away for a little while, worked in corporate, you know, worked in the city, came back, and, you know, and she was working remotely here for a bigger company and joined us. So she brings, you know, a perspective that's unique and great and an energy, and everybody just, you know, genuinely likes everyone, cheers for everyone. It's really a great dynamic. You know, a lot of times you can call, you know, that's my work family, and, you know, we're a family around here, and you can say it a lot, but, you know, literally there's a couple of times that I look out and I'm like, that is exactly what my brother would have said.
You know, it and is so, family.
Yeah, and you know, we're trying to support everybody in exactly what they want to do and what they want to be. You know, the self development piece, making sure that everyone has the right balance in their work and in their life and faith and whatever else.
So, how do you achieve that as a business owner, wanting to encourage the self development and have the people that are working with you have balance? What does that require of you?
Attention, probably. I think, you know, at truly caring about who they are, what they want to be, what, you know, where they're at. You know, I do think sometimes as a business owner or business owners can get focused on some, you know, different aspects of production and numbers, you know, have a better relationship with a client versus with your, you know, team members. They lose sight of maybe them as a person, you know, and then when you do that, I think it just draws a little bit of a line or a little bit of a gap between people. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're creating an environment and we're having meetings and we're asking the right questions and we're knowing each other and not always getting together and hanging out all the time outside of the office, but know each other enough that I know that Blake likes to go golfing and he hits a tee time at 5:15 and he enjoys that, you know, and Amanda's got three little girls and she's just running all over the place. And that's a lot of fun, but we're all kind. And I think, you know, some of that self-development piece and the, you know, conversations with people like you let you ask questions that draw a deeper connection. And I think that's where the culture starts.
Cool. I like that a lot. You've been working on that. That's been, it sounds like an intention almost from the beginning.
Yeah, you know, when starting the business, you know, this is exactly what we pictured it, and it wasn't exactly this for a long time, and, you know, and we know what it's going to be, but, you know, there was a little bit of patience that took place to wait 10 years for, you know, for what you thought it could be, and it just makes you know that it's not your time.
Tell me a little bit about what came from COVID for you. I heard that you just hired somebody and then they weren't going to be in the office because everybody was staying home. But in the, you know, in these last however many months, Has this been good, bad, and different?
I feel like if you're having the right conversations, there's certainly plenty of conversations to be had around business, whether COVID is happening or not. You know, this year in particular, there's a lot of conversations of, I'm not sure what it's going to be like. So most people are saying we need to make a couple of plans so we can pull the trigger on one of them when we're ready. Being able to be a part of some of those conversations or try to get involved with their business deep enough that I can make a thought or a recommendation that is best for them. And maybe the part of that recommendation is backing off on some of the stuff that we do, or backing off or changing direction, or connecting with their clients in a different way. But I think always keeping the customer's best interest first is a very good way to manage through unique situations.
And I hear that is anytime, no matter what's going on, if you have that approach, you can serve people and address their needs.
If you hire us, or if we are working on something for you, we believe that it is for you and through you, and you need to make sure you get all the credit and all the benefit to our work, and that we don't get in the way of that.
That's perfect. And that's profound.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Stuff we think about sometimes.
Absolutely. So are you fulfilled in your staffing, or are there pieces yet?
I think there's pieces, and there's certainly pieces coming, you know, as we grow and are able to serve in different ways and in larger ways, there's certainly more staffing and more people to add to our family here soon. Do I know exactly what's next? Not at this point, but always looking, always keeping our eye open and listening, I think. You know, I think another thing that benefited us is we have a lot of active clients in a lot of different industries that serve their needs in a lot of different ways. Even the case of those guys are running their business 24/7, 365, and they got told to push pause, and they came over and said, hey, I've been wanting to change my website for a while, but I haven't even thought about it until now. And now I'm sitting here, you know, I want to come out of this thing better. And so it's caused a lot of people to upgrade, you know, to come out of the hole a little bit better.
I've heard that a lot in the different conversations I'm having, that the pause really opened up for a lot of changing, upgrading, just removing some of the pressure, some of the activity. And in that, it's like, oh, hey, let's do this. Let's shift that.
I think I say it in the sense of we really dive in to make sure that we're the right fit for you. We can serve in a lot of different ways. You know, we're starting to call ourselves a marketing agency now, which, you know, is kind of new, but there's a lot of businesses out there. And let's say 10 or 15 years ago, and it was maybe have an online presence, run an ad in the paper, do a radio spot, and that was your choices. And now there's 500 different choices, and you have to, like, as a marketing person, to really give everyone the best opportunity for them, you kind of have to know all those. Where we can kind of come in and say, and we can do it all. So it's kind of a one-stop shop. We're interconnected enough that we can help you get to a marketing space where, instead of you don't know what you don't know, we can make some recommendations and then implement.
And you're right that with all the options, there's hundreds. And within that, the branding gets really important, because yeah, there is so much more noise now.
Right.
Yeah.
there's a lot of things that are easy that aren't right, but there's a lot of things that are easy that are right. And the reason there's so many different things is, you know, because you can be focused and specialized. So, you know, this avenue for this company might not make sense, even if they're in the same industry. The way that they go about their business might just be different, and that goes along with your branding. You know, if somebody is wanting to push a lot of video versus somebody that wants to push a lot of copy, those are two different, you know, outputs.
Cool.
And, you know, the consumer is not in one place anymore. I mean, there's some people that read the paper, there's some people that read their phone, there's some people that don't do either of those, there's some that watch TV, there's some that, you know, listen to the satellite.
So do you figure out where the client wants to play or where the client's potential customers are to make those choices?
Yeah, you know, we often try to work backwards a little bit of what is the result that you're wanting. Then, you know, almost stair-step it back of, okay, you want this result, how do you want to get to that result? And what's the best way to target the people that are going to give you that result, and then cast the nets in those areas.
Is there anything else that you want to share? I mean, this is a podcast about entrepreneurs just sharing their stories. What I love best is that you are individuals, people that you can meet on the street. They're in your communities. If you are going to share some wisdom or, you know, throw something out for the people that are listening, what would you want to share?
That's a big question. We've been doing it a while. We've still got a lot to learn. We've still got a lot of growth to be had, you know, internally, externally, and everything. I think the biggest focus is, you know, to make sure that you're always checking back and doing what's best for your business, what's best for your customer, what's best for yourself. I think more than anything, understanding how much patience that takes, and how much humble and hustle it takes, you know, I don't think there's any overnight successes, you know, because you might see the success quickly, but you know, it's been coming for a while usually. And building things the right way on integrity and, you know, honesty and trust and following what you believe, you know, I think is really important.
Absolutely. I love particularly the coming back and checking back around with customers, with your business, with people you're working with, and for yourself. That is really important. And I think that gets missed. A lot of people get into business. Business is rolling. They're focusing on the next and the next and the next. And unless you pause and double check where you're at and how you're operating and who you're paying attention to, you can find yourself in a place that you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, once you have a client, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a client forever. And you've had clients that you've had for a long time, and that's because there's a relationship there.
There's, you know, clients are certainly relationships, and not all relationships are forever. To serve the best you can within it, you know, we're certainly high on communication and integrity. So those two things can usually take you a good deal.
Absolutely. This has been great. Thank you, Jeremy. I love everything that we've covered and talked about.
Yeah, yes. And even before this, I've enjoyed getting to know you and your husband and how you guys go about things. And there's a lot of interesting stories in there, and I appreciate you and what you're putting out there and how you're connecting with people. And I'm glad to see you move into this space. It's exciting for me to watch you grow too.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. I received that. My guest today has been Jeremy Morrison. He is the all-around good dude and owner of Bonfire Marketing and Web Company. It has been a pleasure talking with you today, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much. My pleasure indeed.